Good morning, Lee. How are you?
And straight off the bat, let's talk about bait fish. And there's a bit to be had here out here on the Strait. It's a Bass Strait.
There is, Lee. Damo went out last weekend after reports of lots of bait fish out there with the idea of maybe going after a big bluefin, just checking out to see if there's any big bluefin about. He didn't turn a reel, but there was one strike head off another boat, Lee, that they're calling for a bluefin. So just don't put your tuna gear away here in the Strait just yet, especially with all this bait fish out there. There's a few whales in amongst the bait, Lee, and a few seals. So if we hear of any more, we'll certainly keep you updated.
Bit of patience is required.
Yep.
What about flathead?
Flathead, it was a bit tough this weekend. People did go out early before the wind got up and caught a few flatty. And once again, the size is still very pleasingly. So until it got too rough and too windy and for the drift to be too fast, they certainly come away with a feed of fish. It was a bit too hard to go snapper fishing, so I haven't heard any reports of snapper over the weekend. Did hear a little bit of a whisper of some good blackback down around the Sinking Rock, Netley Bay area, Lee, so they're sort of a wintertime fish too, so some good ones still getting around the place. So
in the last 24 hours or two, we've had some showers, and how the river's going, particularly down the west coast?
River's going well, Lee, you know, here coastally and right away down the west. We'll start here locally, like the white bait are starting to turn up in numbers along our coastal rivers, and of course, with the white bait come the sea run trout, and there's been a few nice ones spotted. Not a lot hooked that I've seen yet, Lee, but Damo went out again and had a couple of good ones refuse his lure, but followed them right in, and they were nice fish. But once again, too, there's other things that come into the rivers with the white bait, Lee. You got your cocky salmon. Heard some good reports down through Port Sorell, the Rubicon and the Frankland down there of some beautiful silver trevallian brim in after the white bait, Lee. And certainly if you're going to try a lure, a Jackson trout tune or a Jackson athlete, and the Prezzo little dial with Prezzos, they're a little hard body, a little bib lure, imitate a white bait very nicely. Choose your white bait colours. As I said a couple of weeks ago, even the Ashley spinner in a silver or a lighter colour, a green and gold, will bring a good sea runner undone. As we go further west, like the big West Coast rivers, the Arthur and the Pyman are starting to produce some beautiful big trout. Trawling seems to be the most common way of catching them, Lee, with a deep diving lure in a stump jumper, big Niels Master or a big Rapala. But certainly if you see the fish charging into the bait, stop and have a cast. A little plastic, a hard body, take your time. It is time on water. You know, you might be lucky enough to get one first up. Certainly when you see the fish that come out of down there, it'll make you want to keep going back.
Time on water and patience.
That's exactly right, Lee.
What about the Highlands? How are they shaping up at the moment?
Starting the fish well, Lee. I bumped into a gentleman we had a couple of days down the south of our state in Kettering over the weekend and first couple of days of the week, and I did bump into Guy down there from Kettering. He fished the Arthurs on Monday and Tuesday. He also had a crack at Penstock, but the Arthurs fished okay using the Daiwa Bait Junkie in the 2.5-inch minnow, Lee. Very light jig head because the fish was only in about half a metre water. He was around in Hydro Bay. One other pleasing aspect that he did tell me too, that some beautiful fish were caught out of the cow paddock on the Black Fur Fly from the Lost Fly Company, Lee. They do tie a beautiful fly. We do have them in store. So it's great to see that the Arthur is starting to pick back up. Like, the Arthur is a beautiful lake to fish. There's timber in it. It's good around the shoreline. Over the last few years, it certainly hasn't lived up to expectations, but hopefully it comes on.
Sounds like it's made a bit of a comeback.
Yeah, let's hope so. The Great Lake's got plenty of water in it, Lee. It's good to see that healthy at the moment anyway, until they pour a little bit more out of it. Haven't heard a lot out through the Bronte Change just of recent times. It was pleasing to see the water down through Ross, coming out of the Clyde River as I come back up through the lake highway. There's plenty of water laying in the paddocks down there, Lee, so it's really refreshed the creeks and streams down there. So hopefully that continues on with the rain we're getting into the lake country. I know Crescent still needs a bit more water in it. I think Sorrel's fairly full, Crescent not so full, so hopefully that'll get a bit more water in it. It is our premium big fish trout water.
What do the tides look like for this weekend?
So our tides, Lee, we're going to be looking at 11 o'clock, you may as well say, or 10 past 11 this morning. So if the wind holds out, you can certainly get out and have a crack.
And you got any questions at all, you're happy to answer them free of charge. Tackle Water and Outdoors in Wilson Street, Burnie, open until 5:30 weekdays, and then you go on Saturdays till 2.
Yep, I'll be in there on Saturday, Lee, so if you need any info we can help you with, call on in. And just let you know, we do have our dive wall up now for anyone that's going to get in the water and have a dive. Plenty of gear in there to come and have a look at.
Kim, you enjoy your weekend. We'll talk more fishing again next Friday morning, love to 7.
Thanks very much, Lee.